Section 2. Listening passage number 1. Considering the feeling of my wife, who had to support me, but of whom I couldn't see again until I die, I thought that it would be better if we got a divorce or I was dead. Then my wife said this to me. We are in a situation where our parenting days are over, and we only have to live with each other. Let's let 10 years pass by. By then, my farsightedness will be much worse. I won't be able to hear much, and even my body will have trouble moving. By then, will we be much different? You've seen plenty up to now. Even when we talk about the old days, you talk with the same thoughts, whether you can see now or not. Until my eyesight fails as well, I can tell you about shape, color, and usage of everything that I see. At this point, I'll use my imagination. And if you imagine it in your head as well, we can be a couple whose vision is clear until the day we die. Thinking that we can be such a couple, do you feel I could allow us to divorce? If walking is difficult, walk slower. If you think it will annoy others, then change the time when you go out. We can live slowly. Nobody will stop us. At home, I installed carpets with different textures to them, memorizing how far everything was, and learned where to turn, so that I could go by myself to the bathroom and bedroom. We left the doors open so that I wouldn't run into them, and installed railings so that I could walk without a cane. I learned Braille. I have also learned it in other languages. I learned to speak English and Chinese, and I can also now enjoy reading in Braille. As I cannot see anything, my listening is sharper. That is why my pronunciation is better. I can enjoy instruments like the guitar that primarily use fingers. At the moment, I work as a blind interpreter or blind musician, and I am invited to various events and get an interpreter fee or a performance fee as my living. I do not even get disability payments. Before losing my vision, I never thought I could act as a musician or an interpreter. Now, before returning home, I often have a cup of coffee with my wife. I can enjoy the scent and taste of it even more than when I could see it with my eyes. While having this coffee, we can discuss what we enjoyed during the day and laugh about what I failed at. A loss of vision definitely comes with inconveniences. However, with those inconveniences, I have gained priceless time with my wife, time that doesn't hurry by. The worst thing one with a disability can do is to not accept it, cannot look forward to living a positive life. There's nothing disabled in living a life. Question 51. Number 1, he fought his wife. Number 2, he got a divorce. Number 3, his wife got a job. Number 4, none of the above happened. Question 52. Number 1, she told him nothing. Number 2, she said something positive. Number 3, she said something negative. Number 4, she lost her vision too. Question 53. Number 1. He installed carpets with different textures to them. Number 2. He decided to keep the doors open so that he wouldn't run into them. Number 3. He learned to speak English and French. Number 4. He started to work as a blind interpreter. Question 54. Number 1. Because he doesn't want to admit he is disabled. Number 2. Because he can make a living as a blind interpreter and blind musician. Number 3. Because he sold his house. Number 4. Because he earned money by acting. Question 55. Number 1. This man and his wife are living positively. Number 2. This man and his wife are living a negative life. Number 3. You cannot live with your disabilities. Number 4. There is nothing inconvenient in having disabilities.